Evander Kane?
Yeah, Evander Kane is questionable. We'll see how he's feeling tomorrow, but it's questionable. So,
do you have any updates on Jim Slater or Zach Bogosian? Anything recent? We haven't asked.
There's nothing recent. They're still week to week. I'll let you know when they get in sight.
They're not parachuting in this week, as far as
no,
you know.
No.
Okay.
Today, practice looked very spirited, and you looked like you enjoyed coaching today. Would that be accurate?
I enjoy coaching every day. Sometimes the players make it a little challenging for us. But today was good. We had a lot of stuff we wanted to cover, and we got, because yesterday's practice was more of a fun day. We didn't, the work had to get done today, so that's what we did. And I thought the guys worked hard today. It was a tough day. And we covered a fair bit of stuff, including power play, and which we needed to do more of. That was good. We covered some things. It was a good coaching day.
So in the next 24 to 30 hours up until game time against the Rangers, how often is Friday going to come up in your world with your players? Is it
Friday.
Erased?
Friday. What happened
Friday's
Friday?
Game in Philly? Is it erased, or is it a,
that's
a
done
point
with.
To dwell on with you to
no,
drive your lesson home?
No, it's done with. Okay. We'll move past that. You know, the onus goes on all of us to see where we take a step. We need to take a step and decide how we want to have the season go, reflective of whatever, that game, you know. You can't play 2 out of 3 periods and expect that you're going to win in this league, and I thought that's what we did, whether we gave them 3 power plays and a 5-on-3 or, you know. I mean, we could have got an opportunity to get back in the game, having played maybe 2.5 periods, but our power play would have had to come through, and it didn't, to help us. And that's where you need it. But we need other things, too.
Working on the power play today, it wasn't an overhaul. It was just some tinkering, wasn't it?
Yeah, just we're trying to find personnel more than anything. It's, we've got our 23 players who, I don't think there's a lock at who can be on the power play. I mean, whether you've got 1 unit, 2nd unit, 3rd unit, 4th unit, just we need execution, we need puck recovery, we need winning battles, we need production, and we're not getting it. So there could be all kinds of personnel looking to, it's almost like an audition. Who wants this thing? Who? And I'll just judge by who's playing well in the game. Guys are going good in the game, maybe they go. That's why we did it with different personnel and did with all the breakouts with everybody and stuff. Just got to be ready to go.
If Evander can't go tomorrow, do you have Thorburn with Jokinen and Setoguchi as you had at practice today?
Yeah, that's a possibility in tomorrow's game.
What are the keys to kind of pushing through? You know, you hit the midway point of a long trip.
I don't think there's a push through for the midway point of the trip. I think there's a push through for us into how we want to carry forward with the next little while, whether it's up to the Christmas break or up to the new year. Where are we going? Can we be, you know, can we be a team that plays hard and continues to win and does it and gets better? That's the area for me. Is it can we close out games? Can we be on the right side of a 2-1 game? Can we play a full 60 minutes? Can we take a step in game management that helps us win? That those are areas that I'm looking for. You know, can we play this from start to finish the right way? Can we? We're up 3-0 or 3-1. We're up 3-0. Can we keep 3-1 going in 3-0 going into the third period? You know, it's 3-1. Can we close the door on it? You know, that's to me, it's that maturity, that will maturity to have success.
So Evander can't go tomorrow. Will you call somebody up?
That's a possibility.
Joined your hockey club.
He's been fairly consistent for us. You know, I did some research on him. I've liked a lot of things in this game. I see some areas where he needs a little bit of work, but for the most part, he's been real good for us. I mean, he has more hockey sense than I thought. That's no disrespect, but he thinks the game quite well. He's got quickness in his mind. He can get pucks to people quickly. He has deception where he looks people away and puts it a different way. I like the way he calculates. And I really like the way he's able to separate players from the puck. He's using his body physically to remove guys from the puck and then make an outlet pass. And he's done well, pretty happy with him.